Aleichu Chelek Aleph Daf Pei. This is the seventh chapter, Taryag Mitzvahs. So this is the end of the trio. We started off with a chapter which was a short introduction to Mitzvahs. The previous chapter, one Mitzvah, now 613 Mitzvahs. Says the author, Kol Taryag HaMitzvahs Mitzvah Achasen. All 613 are really one commandment. That's an interesting statement already. We say ki heim chayenu in the tefillah. And this is the analogy the author wants to use. Ha-chayim eina mischalkim le-ivarim. Life isn't divided among the limbs. It's not distributed among the limbs. Ela kol aguf organism echad anosei sechayim. The whole body you look at is one organism that carries life. That's the analogy, that's a mashal. And the nimshal kach kol ha-mitzvois b'yachad hein chayenu. All the mitzvahs together form a life. So it's interesting when one's davening, we say this every day, ki heim chayenu, v'orech yameinu. To think about it, the mitzvahs are chayim. Another analogy perhaps you might wish to use is that of a puzzle. The puzzle needs to have all the pieces. If it's missing one piece, it's no longer, the picture is not complete. It's not really the puzzle. All the mitzvahs together constitute life. Here's a painful analogy. Im yishalu adam, ma ko'ev li yosef, a person is asked, well, what's more painful, kashiyiridu lo tziporin, o kashiyitzu lo ayin, o kashiyinatchu bevitnoi, to have a nail pulled out, or an eye poked, or to have one's stomach operated on without anesthetic. Lo yotze b'shum ofen l'sher eze ke'ev yoser na'ach lo. A person doesn't wish to spend too much time thinking about which is a preferable pain. One's eye is not an indispensable organ. One can live without an eye. All the more so, a nail. Nonetheless, removal of one of these organs is virtually unbearable. A living body feels excruciating pain when it's lacking even something tafel, like a nail. That's again the mashal. One has to look at the whole thing as an organic whole. One can't neglect a mitzvah or a set of mitzvahs. And this is what the author now says. Kach ha-Torah einah mavdila ben mitzvahs kalois v'chamorois. The Torah does not differentiate between mitzvahs kalois and chamorois, uven sugei mitzvahs ha-shonos and different types of mitzvahs. Kol ha-mitzvahs biyachad hen organizim ruchani chai. All mitzvahs together are one living spiritual organism. And when even the slightest mitzvah is missing, it is a blemish. It is a being a cripple spiritually in one's spiritual form. Says Mesilas Yesharim in Perik Aleph, Yedua. The ultimate purpose only comes when all the means together, mekubatz, kibbutz, gathered together, combined, so it depends on all the factors coming together. The extent to which one can combine various factors, that will be determine the outcome. Every tiny difference that you find in the factors, you can see it very clearly once the ultimate project is reached. Perhaps as an analogy to that, you can speak about a building where every tiny element in the foundations counts. And you may not see it immediately, but when you get to the 20th story, one will see very, very clearly. So it depends on the extent to which one puts all the factors together. Hare yesh mitzvois ben adam l'makoyim. So we have mitzvois that fall into the category of ben adam l'makoyim. Then we have mitzvois ben adam l'chaveroi. Ushten gam yachad mevi'os l'de shlemus. Only the two of them together that bring to shlemus. One can't neglect one category. Similarly, hare yesh choves alevavois. So we have which are in the heart, in the mind, and then mitzvahs have to be done with the limbs, actual physical actions. Ushtehen gam yachad mashlimos es tzelem elokim. It's the two of them together that perfect the tzelem elokim within us. One cannot neglect one part. Similarly, hari yesh mitzvos shazman grama u'mitzvos tmidiyos. There are mitzvos that are dependent on a particular time. We have to do them at a particular time. And then the mitzvos which are tmidiyos, they're constant. And once again, ushtehen gam yachad mevios lechayenetz. It's only the two of them that bring to eternity. One can't neglect one part. Hari yesh mitzvos kalois u'mitzvos chamurois. Chazal themselves uses terminology. Mitzvos kalois and mitzvos chamurois. Ushtehen gam yachad mevios lehashlamah kol tzedadis shel adam gadol. It's the two together, two categories together that bring to full-sided completion, wholeness of Adam Gadol. Once again, Eina Torah Mavdila ben Sugya Mitzvos, the Torah does not differentiate between different types of mitzvos. But HaAdam, Baal Antiyos, a human being who does have certain personality traits and inclinations and proclivities, Noite Levaker Oisana Mitzvos Akrovois Oisal Antiyosav Utva'av. A person tends to prefer, Levaker here, tends to prefer those mitzvos that are closer to his nature and personality. Example, Hameoirav Imabrios Beteva. A person is naturally gregarious, he's an extrovert. Noitele hadgashas mitzvois achesed avasabrios. He has a natural tendency to emphasize chesed avasabrios. Uve mitzvois ben adam lamakoim medagdag pachois. It could be that in mitzvois ben adam lamakoim he's less careful and less scrupulous. Mikivan she'en teva'av medarbenim lekiuman. His nature, his personality, doesn't drive him and encourage him, yeah, to fulfill them. A second example, v'yeisha she'nafsho soledes mi lo'yseichal kol neveila. You could have a person naturally recoils from issues of kashrus, with the problems of kashrus. Ufiv misga'el bishkarim urchilus. But the same mouth that is so carefully guarded in the issue of kashrus may be sullied with lies and rechilus. These are just examples. There are many, many similar things. Retzoin hatira masigim rak al yedei shmiras kol mitzvos beofen shaveh. We obtain the ideal of the Torah only by observing all mitzvos equally. Davka zois hi avoida. That's the avoida. Lizkor velases is kol mitzvos beoiso dikduk uveoisa simas leiv. To remember and to do the mitzvos with the same attention to detail, the same enthusiasm. Ein laleches acharei netiyos ishiyos b'mitzvos. One cannot just follow one's whims and tendencies in mitzvos. And here, in the next paragraph, is a remarkable insight along these lines. The pasuk in Kedoshim says, Ish imoy ve'oviv tiro. Each of you has to have awe for his mother and father. Rashi, quoting Chazal, kanikdim eim le'ab. Here, the Torah puts the mother before the father. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu created things in such a way that children generally have more trepidation or towards the father than the mother, and therefore it puts the mother first. When it comes to kibud avim, hikdim av loim. There the Torah says kabedes avicha v'esimecha, the father first. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows that children tend to have more kavod towards the mother than the father naturally for a certain reason. This is a remarkable Rashi. I mean, what the author is going to say now, once he says it, seems so obvious in the Torah. The very first mitzvah really that the child is trained to fulfill, kibud av em and moira em ve'av, doireshes me'adam, it demands of the person, leval yischashev binti asuha tivis, that he should neglect, he should disregard his natural tendency. His natural tendency to give more kavod to his mother, therefore the pasuk puts father first. His natural tendency is to give more fear, to act with more awe towards his father, so the Torah puts the mother first. So the Torah is teaching us in the very first mitzvah in which we trained not to indulge our natural tendencies, view of v'aim shavim legamre, and to treat one's parents completely equivalently, hein bechavod, hein b'mora, both in kavod and moira. It's a remarkable insight, and again, so obvious once the author says it. Mikan binyan av lechol mitzvos, and this is of course a prototype, a model for all mitzvos. She'ein losseis lenigiois entiois. We may not allow our biases and prejudices and tendencies lehavif mitzvah achas al chaveritah b'shum ofin, to give precedence to one mitzvah over the other under any circumstances. It's a clear point. Now, last time we learned this, a point was raised, which is an important point, which I'd like to address very briefly. We do find, seemingly, that many gedolim throughout history did put a particular emphasis on one mitzvah. An obvious example would be the Chofetz Chaim in recent generations. We know that he put a particular emphasis on Shmiras HaLashen. That's not a contradiction at all to what we're saying. That concept is rooted in the Torah. I want to give you some examples. If you look at Shabbos Daf Kuf Yudches Amud Beis, the Gemara lists a number of Amoraim there who specialized in inverted commas one mitzvah. So you'll find the expression Teisili Dekayemes Mitzvahs Kacha VeKacha. The Amora would say, yeah, I deserve a reward. They are Teisili. I deserve a special reward because I specialize in mitzvah of Suda Shlishis, or the mitzvah of Tzitzis. And the Gemara gives the example of the Amora. They stood on the ladder until the string could be brought for him to repair his tzitzis, because he wouldn't budge without his tzitzis being perfect. And many examples like that, where the Amora says, Teisili, I did one mitzvah in particular. So that's the in Shabbos Kuf Yud Ches. In the Yerushalmi, in Maseches Kiddushin, Perk Aleph Alachates, the Gemara there says, Kol ase mitzvah chas metivin lo. A person does one mitzvah, so he receives good, meaning, mishiched lo mitzvah achas. A person designates a particular mitzvah, l'achzik v'lasok bo b'tmidus, to constantly concentrate on that one and to perfect it, it's a good thing. The Mechilta in Parshas Beshalach, on Perk Yudalet, Pasuk Lamed Aleph, says, Kol ha-mekabel mitzvah chas be'emunah. Anyone who accepts upon himself one mitzvah, again, be'emunah, shirei alav ruach ha-kodesh, shirei alav ruach ha-kodesh. So it's a very desirable thing. Rav Saadia Gaon in Emunos v'de'ois, in Ma'amar Zechuyos v'chovoyos, Perk Daled, says, Kol mi she'meached lo mitzvah chas lishazek ba. Anyone who designates a particular mitzvah to grow strong in, nikra oyved Hashem. And finally, in Sefer Ikarim, Perek Chavtes Ma'amar Gimel, says mitzvah chas tespik lasesa shlemus karui, that one mitzvah is sufficient to give a person perfection, and on, this is an idea rooted in Yiddishkeit. And nonetheless, it doesn't contradict anything that we're saying over here. All of these great authorities, from the Amoraim through the Rishonim and Achorinim, they did what we're saying over here, in that they did all the mitzvahs. Once a person is doing all the mitzvahs with equal care, then, of course, one can specialize in one mitzvah, take upon oneself one mitzvah which he'll perfect to the ultimate extent and do above and beyond what's necessary. That's all fun and good once we have this basic idea that we cannot neglect certain mitzvahs based on our natural proclivity, our tendencies to do certain things. That's the basis, that's the foundation, to do everything with the same care and the same attention to detail, and not to allow our prejudices to interfere. Once that's solid, then a person can take upon himself a particular mitzvah. And in fact, many say that that's desirable. A person should have a mitzvah in which he achieves complete perfection. Onwards, let's do the last paragraph. Mitzvah miyuchedes netenanu lizkok ol mitzvos biyachad. We have one specific mitzvah given to us to remember all the mitzvahs as an organism, like we said, as one indivisible organic whole. Zoi mitzvahs tzitzis. The pasuk says, V'haya lachem letzitzis ur isem oisoi uz hartem es kol mitzvois Hashem ba'as isem oisom. You'll remember all the mitzvois of Hashem. Uz hartem es kol mitzvois Hashem ba'as isem oisom ve'lo yisesuru acharei lebachem acharei eneichem. Ki rak al yedei kol mitzvois biyachad. It's only through all the mitzvois together, misgaber adam al shrirus al evanetu abtivoi. A person can hope to overcome that natural tendency just to do what we feel like. This week's parsha, interestingly. And then the pasuk says, Leman tizkeru v'asisem es kol mitzvoisai, v'hisem kedoyishim l'elokichem. Zoi atachlisa miskabelus mikim kol mitzvois. That's the purpose, that's the ultimate goal that comes from the fulfillment of all mitzvahs, or at least the commitment to fulfill all mitzvahs equally, some we can't. Asherakaz zoichim lios merkava l'elokei Yisrael. At which point one can be together with Klal Yisrael, merkava l'elokei Yisrael, shezoi techlis yitzias mitzvah. That's the purpose of yitzias mitzvah, liyos lochem l'elokim, meaning lios dvukim b'ashgacha pratis kol yamim, to be intimately attached, to have HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ashgacha over us all the time. So that's a mitzvah that reminds us of really what this chapter is about, that all 630 mitzvahs are one. It's like a living organism. Zeu hachinuch lemitzvahs. We said many times already, the author describes avodah and chinuch with every chapter. The avodah we saw before on the previous page in the penultimate paragraph when he said dav kazeisi avodah, to do every mitzvah with the same attention to detail. Here we're talking about chinuch, the change within oneself, one's personality, etc. Hadikduk b'mitzvah achas, to be committed, to be punctilious and to pay attention to detail in one, in every single mitzvah, bli la'akel uvi lachmir, without undue leniencies and stringencies, v'simas ha'lev, and to pay attention lekem kol ha'mitzvois kulan, to be committed to fulfill all the mitzvois, mibli la'adif achas ha'veretah shaloi kedin, without giving precedence one to one over the other, unless the din demands it. Sometimes mitzvois, of course, clash, and then halacha tells us which one takes precedence. But unless that happens, not to give precedence to those mitzvois which appeal to us and intuitively attract us. Adkan.